This year, 2025, marks the centenary of Bhagawan Sri Satyasai Baba, a sacred opportunity to live his message with renewed inspiration. Swami reminds us that children are the torchbearers of transformation, and when their hearts are shaped by values, society itself becomes stronger.
To celebrate this milestone, we are delighted to present the NDSAI Kids Centennial Podcast Series, created, hosted, and voiced by our Bhavika students. Each episode brings one of Swami's teachings to life, inspiring families to practice his values together. If you haven't listened to our podcast yet, please visit ndsai.org/podcast.html to enjoy all our NDSAI podcast editions.
I'm Pallavi.
And I'm Manasvi. Today, we'll be exploring Ceiling on Desires and Mindful Living, connecting Swami's teaching to our everyday lives. It's exactly what it sounds like, setting a limit on unnecessary wants so we can live a more balanced, peaceful, and joyful lives.
Ceiling on desires isn't about giving things up. It's about using what we already have with awareness. Swami reminds us that money, food, time, energy, and information are divine gifts we must not waste.
When it comes to money, Swami says money itself isn't good or bad. It depends on how we use it. When we use it for seva or to help someone, it becomes sacred. But when we spend just to impress others or chase every new trend, we lose peace. I remember using some of my birthday money to buy fruits and snacks for a sandwich seva. It felt so fulfilling. I realized that giving multiplies happiness.
That's beautiful, Manasvi. I had a similar experience. At the start of every school year, my social media feed is filled with aesthetic videos with really cool stationery, something like colorful highlighters and fancy journals. I end up having this desire to buy more pens and notebooks for my already growing collection. But when I was cleaning up my shelves, I had a moment of aha, realizing how many journals and pens I already had. Instead of buying more, I decided to look for organizations where I could donate school supplies. Swami says, "We are not owners of money, but trustees. When we use it with care and gratitude, not just for ourselves, but for others, money brings peace, not pressure."
Swami himself showed this when devotees bought him costly presents. He would often smile and gently redirect them, saying, "Use that money to feed the poor." He taught that the joy of giving lasts much longer than the thrill of owning.
Now, moving on to Ceiling on Desire for food. Swami said, "Food is God. Do not waste it. Every grain carries the love and effort of many, including farmers, cooks, and nature herself. When we waste food, we waste all that love and energy."
Swami also said, "As is the food, so is the mind. When we eat fresh, pure, sattvic cooked food, with love, it cleanses not only the body, but also the mind. Food cooked in anger or hurry can carry that vibration too. That's why it's so important to cook and eat with peace and gratitude."
Yes, that's why we always pray before meals. The food prayer purifies what we eat and reminds us that everything we receive is God's gift. It helps us eat mindfully, with gratitude, and to take only what we can finish.
Let's chant the simple food prayer that Swami taught together. Hari Tata Hari Bhokta Hari Annam Prajapatihi Hari Vipra Sharirastu Unkte Bhojete Harihi.
Harir Tata, Harir Bhokta, Harir Annam Prajapatihi, Harir vipra sharirastu pongte bojayate harihi. Swami says this prayer helps cleanse and energize the food we eat. It reminds us that God is the giver, the receiver, and the food itself. Regardless of where I am, at home or school, I make sure to say the food prayer before every meal. Sometimes when I feel tempted by junk food, I remember to refrain and practice being mindful.
Mindful eating also means avoiding overeating, since that can cloud the mind and make us lazy. Just as we shouldn't waste food, we should also avoid feeding the mind with negativity. That's mental food too.
When we eat with love and gratitude, food becomes prasadam, energy that heals.
Once, in Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami noticed students wasting food in the dining hall. He quietly joined them and said, "You are wasting not food, but my love." From that day, no student left even a grain on the plate. Now, moving on to sealing on desire for time. Swami said, "Time waste is life waste. We all have the same 24 hours, but how we use them makes all the difference."
That's for sure. I've noticed how much more peaceful my day feels when I plan ahead instead of rushing at the last minute. I used to take 10-minute phone breaks that would turn into 30 minutes. I'd lose focus and energy. So instead, I started replacing these phone breaks with short walks, sketching, or helping at home. It made me feel balanced and productive.
Swami teaches that time is sacred. We should treat every moment like an offering. Procrastination, gossip, or complaining are the invisible thieves that steal our joy and focus.
That's true. When we manage time well, we gain space for seva, reading, or helping at home. Even small acts like finishing homework early to help a sibling become service.
Swami also taught that relaxation should be of the right kind. He said, "Rest doesn't mean wasting time, but turning to something that refreshes the mind, like music, reading, or prayer. When we rest with awareness, even that becomes spiritual practice."
Swami's life is the perfect example. Even with thousands waiting to see him, he was never rushed. Every second and every smile was full of attention and purpose. That's divine time management. Next, let us see what stealing on desire for energy means. Swami teaches that energy is divine. Every thought, word, and action uses energy. And when we waste it, we weaken our inner strength.
Baba said, "Gossip, anger, and jealousy drain more energy than hard work ever could. It's like carrying invisible weights that tire us out without even realizing."
I felt that too. When I hold on to irritation, I feel heavy and tired. But when I forgive quickly or smile through challenges, my mind feels light.
Swami said, "One burst of anger can waste the same energy that 3 months of food give us." The more we think positively and act selflessly, the more energy we save, and the happier we become. Once, I was stressed about exams and competitions. I paused, took 3 deep breaths, and calmed myself. I did well, and most importantly, I conserved energy.
Swami once showed this too through his silence. Even when others around him were anxious or upset, his calm presence transformed their energy. One smile from him could heal a restless heart. That's the power of preserved energy. Now, we come to the sealing on desire for information, one of the most relevant topics in today's world. Today, information is everywhere, but not all of it helps us grow. Swami says, "Use information with discrimination."
That's right. Endlessly scrolling or watching negative videos makes our minds restless. Like feeding our brains junk food.
That's why I've started setting limits on my phone. No screen time during meals or 30 minutes before bed. Instead, during this time, I try to write, pray, or read something inspiring.
Swami reminds us that silence is the best filter for information. Before sharing or posting, pause and ask, does this uplift or inspire? I started doing this thing by commentingly positively on friends' posts. Spreading kindness online feels wonderful.
Swami often said, before you speak, ask, is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? If not, silence is the better choice. Now, when we look closely at all these ceilings on desire for money, food, time, energy, and information, we can tell that they're connected. Wasting one often leads to wasting another.
Exactly. If we waste time scrolling, we drain energy. If we waste energy worrying, we misuse our time. If we waste food or money, we forget gratitude.
Swami said, stealing on desires is the foundation for peace of mind. When we practice even a little in each area, we feel lighter, calmer, and closer to God.
So, here's our hashtag Stealing on Desire challenge for everyone listening. This week, choose one stealing and practice it at home. Be mindful while eating and say the food prayer. Plan your day to reduce time waste. Conserve your energy by avoiding gossip or anger. Limit your screen time and use information wisely. Notice how all these practices bring peace, balance, and joy.
And remember, simple living doesn't mean having less. It means wanting less and giving more.
By reducing our desires,
we make room for love,
service, joy,
and a life lived with gratitude.
Thank you all for listening.
Sairam.